The Arabic word istikhara comes from the word khair, goodness, and it means asking for that which is good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istikhara practically has two applications. The first type of istikhara is known as istikhara by supplication. This means before you do anything, you should ask Allah to guide you and place good in what you are doing or about to do. Whatever it may be, before buying a new house, starting a job, acquiring a business and etc., we should seek Allah's guidance for the journey to be successful. This type of istikhara is simply done by supplicating and asking Allah for the best. This type of istikhara is not only admirable, but is recommended in Islam. There are many ways of supplicating to Allah. One can simply recite the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his sahifa. Another way is to say, Astakhiruka Allah, I seek best from Allah, 100 times for a more important action, or 10 times for a less important action. And another way is to pray a 2-rak'ah prayer with the intention of istikhara for the work you intend performing. Then one makes a dua for a good outcome. The second application of istikhara is when you want to do something but are doubtful and confused whether it is good for you or not. This means if you are not confused about it, you don't have to do it. The earth is larger than a bird. 2 plus 2 equals 4. I don't need to do istikhara for these things because the answers are obvious. But where you are confused in the matter, and as a last resort, we should seek istikhara. There are a few conditions one should do before this type of istikhara. 1. You should do the first type of istikhara by supplicating to Allah and reciting du'as, asking for the best outcome. One must also ponder, think and investigate concerning the matter, weighing out the advantages and disadvantages, having as much knowledge about the situation as possible. And if you are still not able to come up with a conclusion whether this act is good for you or not, then you must ask for advice from others, especially those who can distinguish between good and bad. If you are satisfied with your answer, then you should not proceed with the practical istikhara. But if this still doesn't provide an answer for you, then you can resort to the practical istikhara. The istikhara has not promised us that we will reach our goal without any difficulties. It has promised us that whoever asks Allah for good will be granted good. There are different methods of this istikhara. We will show you two ways. First, istikhara with a tasbih or beads. Keep in mind the task with the intention of doing it. The tasbih should be taken in the hand, then blessings should be sent on the Prophet Muhammad and his family 3 times. Then pick a spot on the beads and count them 2 by 2. If at the end only 1 bead remains, then you should perform that action. And if 2 beads remain, then you should not perform it. Another way is istikhara through the Quran. First recite Surat al-Ikhlas 3 times. Then send blessings on the Prophet Muhammad and his family 3 times. Then say this dua. Then open a complete copy of the Quran anywhere and take what is best for you from the beginning of the first line on the right side page. If the verse that one sees relate to the mercy of Allah or good news and promises of Jannah, etc., then the outcome is positive and one should continue with the venture. And if the verse that one sees relate to the punishment or anger of Allah, Jahannam, etc., then the outcome is negative and one should not continue with the venture. If the verse that comes is one in between these two types, then the istikhara should be taken as neutral. Remember, these methods should only be used after serious research and asking for advice from others. And if one is still confused, then they can do these types of istikhara. For the real effect of the outcome of this method of istikhara, one needs to really make a sort of connection with Allah. That is why people often ask a pious person to perform the istikhara on their behalf. What if the outcome was opposite to our expectation? For example, the istikhara said that entering into a business deal would be good for you, but you end up in losing everything afterwards. Then we jump to conclusions that istikhara has no benefit. But the fact that one relied on Allah requires one to have faith in the fact that the outcome is good, even though it appears bad. Allah says in the Quran, there may be something that you dislike while it is good for you, and something that you do like while it is bad for you.